Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Jeremiah 6, verse 16. I would like us to consider the old paths. I've shared with you before my grandfather and I, when I was a little boy, I would go stay with him and I would visit him through the summer on his farm. And he knew every path that was on his farm. And he would walk the fence line and he would walk certain paths. And he would tell me, as he was trying to teach me, he would tell me, he said, "Stay on this path. Stay on this path." He had been on the path so much, and he had it kind of marked out. And, you know, up in the mountains, there was a lot of briar thickets. I'm not sure if you call them, you know, I still call them briar thickets, but he would say, "If you stay on the path and follow me, you'll be okay." But, you know, as a young boy, I wanted to go on adventures. And I would sometimes get off that path and I would get into trouble. I would get in trouble with him, but I would also get in trouble because I would either get my clothes dirty or I would, you know, hit one of those thickets and briar thickets and so on. And he would tell me, "Stay on the path." And so when I stayed on the path, then everything was fine. But when I got off the path was when I got in trouble. So I want us to kind of think about that as we read this verse tonight, and I just want to share with you just a few thoughts. Jeremiah 6, verse 16. "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein." When the Lord is giving direction, and the Lord is giving guidance, it's dangerous to say no. It's dangerous to say no. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for this opportunity. And Lord, we just pray that you'll help us tonight. Help us get what you would have for us. We do know that there's heavy hearts. We know there's requests of prayer. We're thankful for the successes, the blessings. But Lord, there's also hurts and bereavements and unsureties. And so, Father, I just pray that you'll meet every need. You know every heart. You know what we each one need. We pray for the youth tonight. We pray for our church. And now, Lord, I just pray that you help us. Help us get what you would have for us. And Lord, we do pray earnestly that if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, will you cause them to realize how important salvation is. And so, Father, we pray that you help us. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the days of Jeremiah's ministry, the people of Israel were in the days of what one would consider spiritual wickedness. There was a lot of things that was taking place. You can see the attitude, even at the latter part of that verse, that we will not therein. And the people had sinned, ultimately sinned against God, to the point to where, you know, it was time to do something. And so On the edge of judgment, the Lord's desire was to see them turn back to God. And I think that's where we are today with our country. There's opportunities of people turning back to the Lord. There's opportunities. But you look at the condition of things, and yes, we are blessed to live in this country. We're blessed of what it was founded on. But yet, there's so many people pushing God away. There's so many things that's being compromised. I was listening to a person, I didn't listen long, but I was listening to a person, and I'm not sure what religion that they were proclaiming to be in, but they were a priest or I don't even want to use the words minister because of what they stand for, but I'll just use it as what they call themselves, but not what the Bible stands for. But I was listening to a little segment, and they went on to say that why homosexuality and so on was okay. And believe it or not, they went all the way back to Genesis of Adam and Eve and said ultimately that lifestyle was just simply another attribute of what God would allow. And so you kind of get the idea and you get the understanding that that is what people are being taught. And that is what people are, and that's just one of many things. You know, you look at the state of the world, and I'll even go beyond where our country is, and you look at the state of the world and you see the compromising. And the fact that God is being pushed away. He's being pushed away. We see the state of our country. You see the state the state or the condition of states and what people are allowed to do and what is okay. And you see the towns and the communities. And yes, you even see a lot of things in the churches of the condition of man and families and ultimately the condition of a heart. The people's hearts. And so it seems like as the children of Israel wandered for 40 years, you can't help but see where we are as a nation doing a lot of wandering. Doing a lot of wandering. And with it's almost like no clear direction, but everything goes. Well, if you don't have guidelines, and if you don't have direction, then based upon the sinful nature that man has, then he's going to do anything and everything, and it's going to be okay in his sight. Imagine a traveler who came to a fork in the road and didn't know which way to go. One person would say, well, if you go to the right, I think it'll be all right. Another person might say, well, I think if you go to the left, I remember someone told me that you go over a hill and you know, in other words, there's no clear direction. And that's the state of the mindset in man today that don't follow God. There's no clear direction. It's whatever man feels is right. And you that have raised children, you kind of think about it, and you can kind of see you corrected your children because most of the time they did whatever they thought was right or whatever they wanted to do. And that's how that is man's nature. That is man's nature. In this verse of Scripture. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord." And that's important. That is the key, really. That is the key. "Thus saith the Lord." And we see that it says, "Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths." So I want to give you just a few thoughts tonight when it comes to the old paths. The old paths. The first thing I want to make mention is we need to ask for the old path of God's voice. God's voice. You know, if you talk to 10 people about a particular subject, there's going to be 10 points of view, or there's a potential of 10 points of view. And everyone will give you their point of view, but it doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean it's right. But if you really want to know the answer, seek the leadership from the Lord. The path of God's voice. The path of God's voice. John chapter 10, verse 27 and 28, the Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." The path of God's voice, and that's our first point, "Thus saith the Lord." The path of God's voice begins with relationship. And I can't stress relationship enough that there must be a relationship with the Lord. There must be a relationship. And we have a relationship through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have that relationship, knowing that we're saved. You know, and notice what that verse said. The verse said, "My sheep hear my voice." My sheep hear my voice. That speaks of a relationship. My sheep hear my voice. And it goes on to say, "And I know them." That speaks of relationship. And then it goes on to say, "And they follow me," which again speaks of a relationship. They know my voice. They hear my voice. And it speaks of a relationship. That's the path of God's voice. That's the path of God's voice. And, you know, when it comes to people with success, you know, you can write a book of 10 ways to... 10 ways to be successful, and you can write a book and give all kinds of ideas, and you maybe even talk about, well, this is what I did, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for someone else. But when you can write a book that says the successful Christian life, and of course, Pastor, that might be a good book for you to write. He does a good job writing books. That might be a good book. The success of a Christian's life and how to receive it. And I guarantee one of the points would be God's voice, the Word of God. You know, I don't see how we can have a successful Christian life if we're not getting direction from the Word of God. I mean, you have to, that's the path. The old path is the path of God's voice. I mean, think about the children of Israel in the Old Testament. When they were successful in the battles that they were in, when they were successful in the challenges that they had, they were successful because they listened to God's voice. When they went away from God's voice and did their own thing was when trouble happens. So for us to be, you know, we need to have that path. In that path of God's voice. Successful people are those who know God and follow God. Now, based upon the world's standards, based upon what the world thinks success is, then it's not going to last. You can be really good at something, whether it's in a company, in a business, a sports figure. You can be really good, and you're only successful as long as you're making someone else successful. Think about that. Think about sports players that are very good at what they do, no matter what sport it is. If they ever lose their ability to be successful in whatever sport it is they're playing, then eventually they're going to be cut from their team. And the reason they're going to be cut from their team is because they're no longer bringing in revenue to the stadiums and so on. The business is the same way. You can be successful and you can win all kinds of awards and you can do all those things, but as soon as you're not making that company money, then they'll get someone else to replace you. But when you're successful in your Christian life, listening to God's voice, it has absolutely nothing to do with what the world thinks of you. But what's most important is how the Lord sees you. That's the most important thing, is how the Lord sees you. A shepherd and his sheep have a very special relationship, and they follow, the sheep follow the shepherd. That's a very special relationship. And I go back to my grandfather's farm. Those cows, and they knew it was milking time, but those cows, as soon as they heard my grandmother holler for them, and she had a real shrill high voice, they knew her voice and they came running. They came running. If I attempted to call those cows, and I did when I was little, I think they just kind of looked at me and swatted their tail on some flies and just kept eating because they didn't know me. My sheep hear my voice. The path of God's voice. The next path that I think of when it comes to the old paths or the old path is the path of steadfastness. In a world that we live in today, we need to be steadfast. The Bible says, stand ye in the ways. The path of steadfastness. The path of steadfastness. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So that tells me there's going to be attack. There's going to be an attack. I mean, that's just what Satan does. And I've shared in recent messages about how Satan wants to attack. He wants to attack us. He wants to defeat us. He wants all those things. But the Lord gives us the tools to overcome. He gives us the tools to be steadfastness, to stand in the ways. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And I think about that word stand. He is the one that fights the battles, just like David. David, he picked up those five stones, and there's a song, there's a gospel song that talks about, I don't remember the name of it, but it talks about David, and he said, the battle's not mine. The battle's not mine. But he was standing for what was real. He was standing for truth. He was standing with God's help. And if God can use David with a stone and knock the giant down, then God can help us stand against the wiles of the devil with the armor of God. So we need the path of steadfastness. Satan is trying to take control. That is his mission, and it's not going to stop. His influence through people, his influence through the media, his influence through the internet, his influence through all these different avenues, and there's more and more and more and more that keeps coming. He's going to find every single way to get in the home. He's going to find every single way to get the influence. And I promise you, based upon what the Bible tells us, if we play around with those things, it's going to start changing our minds. We must stand. You know, you can't play around with sin. You can't play around with sin. You can't play around, and it will influence. Satan wants children. He wants the family, broken marriages, families, should be praying together, worshiping together, spending time together. The homes, broken homes are prevalent. You know, I was talking to a person recently, and, the life that he actually told me, he said, and I won't tell you about his life, but his life is the decisions that he's made in his life, and he's only 33, and he's been involved in just about everything that you could be involved in, and has children, and he actually told me, he said, I need to get in church, and I said, absolutely, absolutely. That's where it starts, is that relationship. We need to stand for something. Stand for values. Stand for purity. Stand for doing what's right in God's eyes, not in man's eyes. But standing that's the stand that we take. Values aren't coming from the same place anymore. And I shared with you that just a few moments ago. But values aren't coming from the same place anymore. It's what man thinks, that's what he does. And so we need the Word of God. Number three, the path of vision. The path of vision. There's two words there that says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways. The next two words are, and see. And see. We need the path of God's vision. The path of vision. In Proverbs 23, verse 18, the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. We need to have a vision for the lost. As we look out and we see the corruption, and as we see the things that's happening in the world, we need to always remember, as angry as it might make us and the direction that people are going, we need to pray for them. Because ultimately, they need that relationship. They need to be saved. A vision of what God wants. A vision of what God wants. Man will never be satisfied without God. Man is always going to want more. I want more. I want more. I want more. But if you know Christ as your personal Savior, then you have everything. You have everything. Satisfied. You're satisfied. The next path is the path of prayer. And it literally says, ask for the old paths, the path of prayer. I think prayer can do so much if we pray with a pure heart. Prayer is so important. I personally think that prayer is the heartbeat of the believer, because we can communicate. You know, the Lord already knows our heart anyway. He knows everything there is about us. And, you know, there was times that I was growing up that my dad knew what I needed. And he knew how I needed help when he was living. And I was learning life when I was a young fella. But it wasn't until I asked, hey, I need help with this, or can you help me, or given direction. It wasn't until I asked that he realized that I knew myself. He knew I needed help. And if he did everything for me, then I don't know if I'd ever learn. But when I said, Dad, I need whatever it was, then he knew I knew I needed him. The Lord knows our heart. The Lord knows what we're in need of. But do we know ourselves? Through prayer. The path of prayer. There's also a path of obedience. Number five, the path of obedience. That verse goes on to say, and walk therein. The path of obedience. Life was good when I was growing up. Life was good when I did what I was told. When I didn't do what I was told, then life could get pretty rough. The path of obedience. If I can put it in these simple terms, simply walking with God. Simply walking with God. How is our relationship, our fellowship, and simply walking with God? And then lastly, the path of rest. The path of rest. And ye shall find rest for your souls. The only rest that we're going to have in this world is rest in Jesus. Rest in Jesus. Jesus is the only way to rest, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's everything that we need. The way, the direction we need to go, the truth, the proper guidance, and the life, because He's the giver of life. He's the giver of life. We can't face God with I think. You know, there's people out there that think they know the Lord. There's people out there that think, well, I think I'll be okay. I think I'll be all right. We can know tonight, having that relationship with the Lord Jesus. Ask for the old paths. The path of God's voice, the path of steadfastness, the path of vision, the path of prayer, the path of obedience, and knowing Him, the Lord Jesus, as our personal Savior. You know, I believe the path. I don't believe you can make anything better than what the Lord's already provided. I'll close with this illustration. I was busting up some concrete with some other guys, and we were... Now, I wasn't on a chain gang or anything, so don't think that. I needed to clarify. But I was busting up some concrete, and they were just big slabs of concrete. And we were taking a sledgehammer and we were busting it up. And, you know, we were talking about how, you know, we kind of made it a game really, because we were like, who could bust up the most in the swing? And there was a great big boulder that was close to the concrete, and somebody got this crazy idea. I believe we can bust up that big boulder. And so one of us, and I don't remember if it was me or one of the other guys, but one of us said, well, I think I can do it. And so he took that sledgehammer and hit that boulder. And it didn't budge, but it jarred every joint in the body. What's the moral of that? The concrete is man-made. The boulder is God-made. And if we focus on the old path, which is God-made, then I believe that's when we'll have success. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time we've had together. And help us, Lord, as we think about life and where we are in life and the challenges, the obstacles, the world that we live in, help us to realize that the answer is in the old paths. Father, I pray that you will use this message as we leave this place and simply apply it to our lives, that we focus on our relationship with you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.